Do you have repair projects that you've been putting off, whether it's basement waterproofing, concrete raising, structural repairs, or attic insulation? PermaSeal provides quality work and free inspections. Don't wait. Call PermaSeal 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
You know, we have the Pope, and now we have Phil Sklar, co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame and Museum. Welcome back, Phil.
Yeah, thanks for having me back, John.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. You received a fair amount of publicity on your two new Pope bobbleheads, which appeared almost instantaneously after the announcement of who's going to be Pope. How do you do that? I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, here's the Pope one day, and like a day and a half later, here's the bobblehead. How does that work?
Yeah, so it's actually a little quicker than that. So we were like the rest of the...
Uh-oh. There he goes. Can you still hear him? I don't hear him. He must have bobbled away. We'll try to reconnect. There are two Pope bobbleheads, each with a different outfit. That's the right term. Vestment, I guess. One with glasses, one without glasses. And when you're doing something that has a parody or a connection to an event like this, at least as far as parodies and things like that, the like him or dislike him, the shelf life for him is real short. I mean, after a couple of days, no one cares. The timing of it has a lot to do with it. Are you back with us, Phil?
I'm here. I bobbled back. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. So let's get back to this story about being right there with your bobblehead when this event occurs.
Quicker than you mentioned. So we, within about an hour and a half, had it available on our website. We did the official release early the next morning, last Friday, and we were watching the rest of the world for that white smoke to come out of the Vatican chimney, and We had no inside information. We just had our graphic designers on standby waiting to put together the bobblehead design as soon as the... And so we were shocked, just like the rest of the world, when it was announced to be the first Pope in the United States, and right in our backyard, and we're in Milwaukee, right from Chicago. It was pretty unbelievable.
I would say pretty good for business, too, isn't it?
Definitely. I can agree with that. So it's become our best-selling bobblehead of the year so far. If it was any other cardinal that was selected, I'd...
No, it wouldn't.
I don't think we had that result.
Would you have done a bobblehead of any cardinal selected as Pope?
We would have, yes. Yeah. So we had a bobblehead of Pope Francis. There's been bobbleheads of a few other popes prior to Pope Francis. So we would have put a bobblehead out there, but I would guess that it would have sold maybe, 1% of what we've sold with Pope Leo.
When you started this business, this is about year 2000, am I right about that? Is that somewhere in the era when you began all this?
We started collecting around the early 2000s, 2003. Yeah. We've started the museum in 2014.
Did you ever expect it to be as big as it is? Because the bobblehead, I was looking at the history of the bobblehead, and it goes way, way back. And like a lot of things, it's had its ups and downs. And now I would assume it's having its ups, so to speak.
It became really popular again in the late 1990s when the San Francisco Giants did a bobblehead of Willie Mays as a stadium giveaway, and that was the first player-specific stadium giveaway, and that really kicked off the excitement, and they've been going strong ever since. But, we didn't really realize. We made a list of people and characters that we wanted to turn into bobbleheads when we started the idea. Actually, top of that list and our first bobblehead of the company was Cubs superfan Ronnie Woo Woo.
No kidding.
Little did we know that we'd be doing all the presidents, Pope Leo, thousands of different individuals across a really wide variety of
Sometimes you just got to roll with the punches.
That's right. And we never know what's going to come next. We had a stranded boat in Milwaukee and Lake Michigan, a bobble boat, and that was one of our other bestsellers of the year.
Do you have the entire 1984 Bears bobblehead?
Yes, so they weren't making as many bobbleheads back then. They weren't giving away at stadiums. They weren't making as many for retail sales. But they have went back and made several of those players into bobbleheads. Section at the museum for regional teams, right, like the Chicago and Minnesota. And so we do have quite a few. Refrigerator Perry, Mike Ditka, of course. So, yeah, there are quite a few of those guys represented.
So if you look down the road, if you're looking down the news, current events, trend, zeitgeist road, what are you preparing for as your next bobblehead?
Yeah, so we're constantly coming up with new ideas, but we're also watching the news to see what might pop up that, 5 minutes ago, trending online and super popular. So, yeah, we just have to take a lot of feedback from people. So, people have been saying, hey, do a Chicago theme Pope with him holding some, pizza and a hot dog.
I don't mean the Pope. What's next beyond the Pope?
I know. But people are always suggesting ideas. So museum, they'll put post-it notes on our suggestion wall. And so we're always thinking of, what can we do next? The most requested bobblehead out there is Taylor Swift. We have a prototype, and we're working on trying to get that in front of, a representative for her. So, who knows what could be next? We don't even know sometimes what the next bobblehead we have coming out will be.
I think I know the answer to this, but you brought up there, you've been speaking to people who are associated with Taylor Swift. You would not make a Taylor Swift bobblehead without their consent?
Yes. In that nature, we do usually have to get permission from the person. So that makes it a little tricky in some cases. With a public figure like a pope or president, we can do it without, they're sort of free range. So, we do work with a lot of different brands. We have some new ones in the works, including a Bozo bobblehead, first one in quite a while. So, yeah, we're always looking at new ideas, something that we can bring back or do for the first time.
So if people want to get one of your, not only the new ones, the Pope, but any bobblehead, what do they need to do?
Yeah, so our online store is store.bobbleheadhall.com. So they're available right there for pre-order. We have thousands of other bobbleheads, from sports to pop culture, politics, and everything in between. And then we also have the physical museum in Milwaukee, right in the downtown area. We have a store with over 500 bobbleheads available there, and we're open 7 days a week for visitors to bobble in.
Well, it's great to talk to you again, Phil. Bobble along, and we'll talk again. That's Phil Sklar, co-founder and CEO of the National Bobblehead Hall of Fame.